Hello, you are watching Dugin's Guideline. The swamp is to become the new name for the globalist sect, the open society adepts, LGBT maniacs, Soros army, the post-humanists, and so on. Draining the swamp is not only categorically imperative for America, it is a global challenge for all of us. Today, every people is under the rule of its own swamp. We, all together, should start the fight against the Russian swamp, the French swamp, the German swamp, and so on. We need to purge our societies of the swamp's influence. The other point is that anti-Americanism is over. Not because it was wrong, but exactly the opposite. Because the American people itself has started the revolution against precisely this aspect of the US that we all hated. Now, the European ruling elite, as well as part of Russian elite that is still liberal, cannot be blamed as before for being too pro-American. They should now be blamed for being what they are, a corrupt, perverted, greedy gang of banksters and destroyers of cultures, traditions, and identities. So let us drain the European swamp. Enough with Holland, Merkel, and Brussels. Europe for Europeans. Soros and his sect should be publicly condemned. From now on, the swamp is an extraterritorial phenomenon, exactly like an international terrorist network. The swamp is everywhere and nowhere. Yesterday, the center of the swamp, its core, was situated in US, but not anymore. This is a chance for all of us to start hunting them. The swamp no longer manifests itself in a regionally fixed form. Nevertheless, it exists and is still very, very powerful. But its anti-national nature is now explicitly evident. The swamp can no longer hide behind America. It has gone into exile. But where? To Canada, to Europe, to Ukraine, to other planets where various doped-up actors and actresses promised to emigrate in the case of Trump's victory. Now it is time for them to fulfill their promise. This all seems like the globalist rapture. They are now absorbed in non-space utopia in the land of the liberal utopia, a no-man's land. We are now witnesses to the deterritorialization of the swamp, the globalist elite, and the world government. What is the structure of the swamp? First of all, the swamp is an ideology, liberalism. We need a Nuremberg trial for liberalism, the last totalitarian political ideology of modernity. Let us close this page of history. Secondly, the swamp is the special postmodernist culture. It is based on the decomposition of any entity through digitalization, obligatory schizomorphism, and so on. To drain it signifies restoring the Apollonian unity of art. Art should return to holism. Thirdly, it is transnational global capitalism. This is the material motor of the swamp. It is loans and the Federal Reserve System printing poisonous green bills. We need to end all of this and return to real productive sector and mercantilist approach. I propose to rediscover the ideas of Peter M. Sorokin. He saw the social dynamic of history to be a chain of social paradigms, which he called the ideational, idealistic, and the sensate. The ideational is the absolute domination of spirit over matter, asceticism, and the violent subjugation of the material world to spiritual and religious aspiration. The idealist type is balanced and based on the harmonious coexistence of the spirit and matter, where the spiritual part is slightly dominant but not exclusive, as in the ideational type. The sensei type of society is the domination of matter over spirit, the body over soul. The swamp is the sensei type of society. Until recently, it seemed that sensei and American were synonyms. But after Trump's triumph, everything is different. Now the sensei is global and ex-centric. There is a kind of translatio imperii, nowhere and everywhere. Peterim Sorokin stressed that the cyclical nature of society follows only one chain of succession, from the ideational to the idealistic, from the idealistic to the sensate. The idealistic cannot follow the sensate, as it is impossible for the swamp to evolve back into semi-swamp. After the swamp comes the sun, the fire, the spirit in its radical ideational form. To drain the swamp, we need solar fire, a great fire which should be in abundance. The swamp and fire are two opposite elements distributed across the earth. Geopolitics now becomes vertical. Both of them can be found at any point. The meaning of place now is the momentum of the process of draining the swamp. Where? Here and now. The swamp is no longer American hegemony, as the president of America himself rejects such hegemony. So it is hegemony to cool, hegemony as such, with a purely postmodernist void in the center. The USA is the far west of the world. It is the space of midnight. And there the final point of the fall is reached. The moment at hand is one of change of poles. The west turns into the east. Putin and Trump are in two opposite corners of the planet. In the 20th century, these two extremes were embodied by the most radical forms of modernity, capitalism and communism. Two apocalyptical monsters, Leviathan and Behemoth, now they have turned into eschatological promises. Putin's greater Russia and America liberating itself under Trump. Best wishes, you have been watching Dugin's Guideline. The 21st century has finally begun. So all we need now is the fire. Thank you.